Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Flip or Flop. Have you ever watched the reality television show Flip or Flop? Tarek and his wife Christina purchase rundown houses, foreclosures, or short sales, sometimes sight unseen, and turn them into beautiful homes. A registered nurse, Ryan Reed, was watching an episode recently and noticed a small lump on Tarek's neck. She emailed the show's producers and told them Tarek needed to see a doctor immediately about the nodule on his thyroid. They notified him. He took her advice, went to a doctor, and was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Tarek and his family were deeply grateful for the keen observation made by Ryan, which led to treatment and cancer remission. This incident is fascinating on several levels. First, Tarek was going about his daily activities unaware of the deadly cancer in his neck. Second, Ryan could have chosen to do nothing, rationalizing that it was really none of her business, and it would likely be a long shot trying to reach Tarek. Instead, with persistence, she went through the proper channels to get her urgent message to him. This event actually mirrors what Christians are supposed to do each day. There are people all around us who are unaware of the sin in their lives and its deadly consequence. As we rub shoulders with them each day, we need to take courage and be persistent in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we recognize sin in their lives, we should, with meekness and gentleness, warn them about the serious nature of their condition. The Apostle Paul exemplified this committed life. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Acts 20, verses 26 and 27. We have a choice. We can tell ourselves it is none of our business and look the other way, or convince ourselves it will probably result in an ugly flop. Or, in 2016, we can follow Paul's lead and introduce sin-sick souls to the great physician. What will you and I choose? Today's verse. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. John 4, verse 35.